And let's get back to pandemic news now. Officials at nursing homes and assisted living centers are growing increasingly concerned about the rapid spread of the Delta variant. Last year's lockdowns isolated many seniors from family and friends, and almost one-third of all U.S. deaths from the disease have been in nursing homes or other long-term care facilities. Joining us now is Dr. Kevin O'Neill. He's chief medical officer at ALG Senior, which operates more than 130 assisted living centers in 8 states, many of them in the southeastern United States. Dr. O'Neill, welcome to Here and Now.
Oh, thank you very much, Peter. Nice to be with you.
It's nice to be with you at this difficult time, though, because the southeastern United States is experiencing significant surges with the Delta variant. In fact, all states are. Has it made its way into your assisted living centers?
Happily, we've only had 2 cases so far. We're being very aggressive about our infection prevention and control measures. But it is a concern, naturally. We had 0 cases over the last couple of months, and now with the surge of the Delta variant, as you know, is a lot more transmissible. So obviously very concerned about the potential that it could have to cause increasing cases. But we've had great success in getting our residents vaccinated, and we're having quite a bit of success getting our staff immunized. That's really important as well, because it's often a staff person who can bring the infection into the community and cause a problem.
Why don't we talk about the vaccination rates? We'll get to the staff, but first, your residents. What percentage of your residents are protected with a vaccine?
It's over 90% now. Obviously, we want to get that to 100%. We're doing all we can in terms of education, overcoming some of the cultural barriers that might exist, and you know, a lot of the myths that have been propagated out there. So we've had great success with the residents. On the staff, initially, it was quite concerning for us because we did a survey, and about 30% of the staff said that they would get vaccinated. The other Another 30% say they're undecided, and then another third thought that they weren't going to get vaccinated. So had a very intense education campaign, a lot of town hall meetings, one-on-one conversations. Happily, we've got that up to about 70%, but our goal is really to get it to nearly 100%, and we're continuing to work on that. As soon as the FDA goes on to the final approval of the vaccines, as you know, they're under emergency use authorization right now. We will make it a mandate, just as we have with the influenza immunization.
Why not make the vaccine mandatory now? Why do you need to wait for full authorization?
I think the opportunity that we have to care for our staff and let them know that we're concerned about their concerns, but the final appeal that we've made is that, you know, as a healthcare worker, you have a moral obligation to the care and safety of your patient, of the residents. And so, you know, that principle of autonomy, you know, our ability to make our own decisions about our healthcare, that ceases when it jeopardizes the safety and health and welfare of the population. So, and as you know, we're dealing with a very vulnerable population, advanced age, multiple medical problems, you know, many are immunocompromised. So we've made it clear to our team that, you know, we do have a moral obligation to protect them. They expect it, and their families expect it.
Well, in fact, a significant portion of COVID deaths in the last year or more have been in nursing homes. It's where we saw the outbreak in the earliest days. It was terrifying.
Yes.
Are you trying to get ahead of that with other precautions?
Yeah, we're making it very clear to our team that, you know, we can't forget the basics. I mean, the basics are really important in terms of infection prevention and control. So, you know, hand hygiene, washing hands for at least 20 seconds, the social distance continues to be important, the use of the masks, making sure they're worn properly over the nose and mouth, and continuing to, you know, just don't let down our guard. Don't get complacent. That's the biggest danger.
Are you at the point yet where you have considered restricting visitors?
Yes. Well, we're still going through the intense screening process, making sure that everyone's screened appropriately. We are testing our staff more frequently. We've gone back to testing our staff every single week. And the unvaccinated staff, we're actually testing twice a week.
And visitors, do they have to prove that they're vaccinated before they can come in?
We asked them about vaccination. Depending on state laws, you know, people do not have to answer that. And we make it very clear, though, that anyone who passes the screen still needs to practice infection prevention control measures that we know work, so that even if someone did have COVID and was not symptomatic, you know, by wearing their mask, maintaining that social distance, they're not going to transmit it.
Yeah. Dr. Kevin O'Neill, Chief Medical Officer at ALG, Senior operates assisted living centers in the southeastern United States. We wish you continued good luck as this Delta variant surges.
Thank you very much, Peter. Stay safe.